My roommate quits college and moves back home. Out the dorm window, I stare at the mouth of the Buick's trunk, large as the far-off hills of her home, awaiting her return now. Her parents' last trip up the elevator. Her mother stacks the hot plate amid hard-bound books. I imagine in a year we'll embellish a table at the neighborhood garage sale. All night, both of us were awake in our corner beds, she weeping like an injured bird, I digging for a phrase to kill the darkness, but never finding one. Yet I come to realize you can mourn a decision you are still certain is right. Several of us surround the large Buick, hair wild from tussled sleep, rumpled sweatshirts and pajama bottoms. Her father's black glasses and white shirt on a weekend morning stick him in decades past. Her mother, round and twittering, treats us like a supportive coalition. Her daughter's cause in the last box loaded as the trunk slams shut. We hug, whisper words of reunions, future outings in each other's ears, and when we let go, she disappears into the nest of the back seat. And because she lives in another city, I worry I won't see her again, and I never do.